Good afternoon. This is the Pacifica National Foundation, the Pacifica Foundation Personal Open Meeting of May 20, 2016. It's 8:42 p.m. Eastern Time. Please, Michael Novick, can you make a roll call?
Sure. Wesley Bethune, KPFT. Jim Brown, WPFW. Adriana Kazanov, KPFT.
Present.
Jan Goodman, KPFK. Janet Coburn, KPFA.
Present.
Tony Norman, WPFW.
Here.
This is Michael Lovick, KPFK. Serene Roberts, WBAI. Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, that's five. It's a quorum of the nine members.
Thank you, Michael. I don't know if everybody received my draft agenda.
I'm just getting online, sorry.
I send it, let's see. Well, kind of 15, 20 minutes ago. Did anybody receive it?
Yes, I received it.
Yes, I received it.
Okay. I want to correct the number three. Is, well, I don't know if Michael, do you want to read it for the stream?
Janet, would you just read it out for the public?
That is exactly what I asked Michael to do right now.
Okay, hang on a second. When did you send it? The only thing I see here is something about the Finance Committee.
No, I sent it. Was must be
I can read it.
Your time.
No, the last message I have from you is the National Finance Committee budget timeline.
No,
I can read it.
Okay, Janet, can you read it?
Yes. So one is roll call. This is the proposed agenda. Two, approval of minutes of the April 22nd, 2016 meeting. Three, discussion of how to proceed because the PND did not approve yet this committee. Four, set next meeting date.
Yeah, what I want to, I like I said, my finger was faster than my brain, and the number three should discussion of how to proceed because the PMB did not approve yet this committed mandate. It's missing mandate from there. Okay. Michael, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Janet, so moved.
Is any objection? Anybody wants to change or correct the agenda? Hearing no objection, the agenda is approved. The number two is approval of minutes. Michael, you don't have the minutes?
No, sorry.
I
got the notes from Janet, but didn't have time to re-listen or change it into minutes.
Then we will go straight to the discussion on how to proceed because the PMB did not approve yet the committed mandate. Anybody? Okay. I believe
Janet.
Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Well, there was an agenda item at the last PMB meeting to have this be approved by the PMB, which was not reached. And so the next PMB meeting is June 2nd, and the initial part of that meeting is to approve or to vote on the proposed bylaws amendments, but that will not take up the whole meeting, I guess. So hopefully this can be dealt with on June 2nd.
Okay, anybody else on this issue?
What do we do? Do we want to talk about what we have to do to make sure it gets dealt with?
Well, what I want to know is the feeling of the committee, because really I remember I was in the personal committee last year, and I remember that one of the mandates that we had last year was to prepare it, an evaluation, because we were doing all the steps to hire a CFO, but we need to prepare an evaluation. And I don't know how this committee feels. Should we today keep trying to talk about these issues, or we adjourn and go to the next, wait for the mandate from the PMB that hopefully will be June 2nd, and then after that start? I want to know how everybody feels.
Michael, do the stack.
Okay, Michael. Go ahead.
Maybe we could try to function as just sort of a working group, absent the mandate, to work on, you know, the job description or any other, you know, basis, evaluation basis, or any, you know, if any pieces of the work that are eventually going to happen. So it's to draft something, let's say, that's, you know, but then be available for a discussion once we are officially mandated.
Oh, let me see if I understand what you're saying, Michael. I apologize. This is Marky.
No, go ahead, Marky.
Okay. You're saying that we could set up like a task force or a subgroup or something that would put together things that we need to do for hiring an ED, right? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, either I don't remember the list of the things that we set out. I think there was like a hiring, there was evaluation. So any of those things we begin to work on, absent the mandate, kind of in draft form as a working group, either to draw up a timeline or, you know, a list.
Janet.
Of, you know.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, so I have the actual motion that we passed to request the PMB authorize the committee. And so there are 5 points: search for an ED, standardized processes for evaluating GMs and PDs, evaluate the CFO, compile job descriptions for all staff, and review personnel handbooks. And I think that 2 of these 5 we really should not, cannot proceed with, even as a working group. And one is searching for an ED, and the second is evaluating the CFO. The other 3, I think we can, as a working group, take some steps to work towards.
Yeah, Tony?
Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask, have we already made the requests? Didn't we already have the job descriptions for the various positions? Or have we formally made a request to the various stations, the central office?
No.
Janet? May I answer?
Hey, Janet.
We haven't made the request. That was part of the what we want the PMB to authorize us to do.
We don't necessarily have to be authorized to make that request.
Right. I'm just saying, I was saying before that would be one of the 3 things we could go forward with.
I believe that we approved, in our last meeting, we approved something similar, and we passed a motion. I'm wrong on that, or because I remember in that.
Janet?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. We did not pass a motion to. That was, the discussion was to make that as one of the things we want to be authorized to do.
Okay, then what the committee feels that we should do right now? We can have some informal discussions about this. or we will work, like Michael said, we can work like a working group, but the what I see is that we are a committee. We are acting at this time like a committee in an open meeting. We need to decide what we will do next. And I want to know if you want to keep if we want to keep discussing this, or we want to adjourn and wait for the mandate and then, set the next meeting day. We hope that by then we will have the mandate from the PMB and start from there. I'm asking for opinions from the members.
Tony?
Okay, Tony.
Yeah, I think all we really can do is set the next meeting date and then wait for authorization, and we can email any information or anything we may have in the intervening time.
Okay.
Until we get the authorization. But we can send the request out for that other information and just do most of the work by email until such time as we get the authorization. But now I think we can just set another meeting. I thought y'all didn't set a regular meeting date?
Not yet. We already have, I think that was the third Friday, but we didn't set it like every third Friday would be a meeting. I mean, we said that
I'm making, I don't know if it's going to be on this. Fridays are really tough, but I'll try to do what I can. I don't know if any other date is open.
I want to second Tony's idea that Fridays are really tough. And if we could possibly find another day, it would make a huge difference.
We are open to Is anybody proposing any other dates?
Well, let me look at the calendar. I'll look at the big calendar in the sky. Well, people meet, I don't know.
In the meantime, what I want to say is that, when I say we, I'm talking about the PMB, need to decide how the situation is, because I was reading, normally, I go back and forth permanently with the bylaws, and I can see that we have only five standing committees that are the coordinating committee, the governance committee, the finance committee, the audit committee, obviously the LSBs, and the committee of inclusion. The rest of the committees are not the standing committee.
Right.
What that means is that in order for all the other committees to function, need to be specifically authorized, that is my understanding, need to be authorized by the PMB. But it's funny because you see that I'm not saying that is wrong, because I think that we need it, but for example, we have the elections committee, that is functioning, and it's not a standing committee. No, go ahead.
No, never mind.
Well, what I was trying to do is to say is that, we are trying to adhere totally to the bylaws, and I agree, but I think that we need to do it with everybody and with all the committees. We saw the change there. People are creating new committees and new task forces and giving, mandates that the PMB were not approved by the PMB. What I'm saying is we need to standardize what we are doing. I don't know how all of you feel, but that's the way that I feel.
Janet?
Yes, go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I agree, but that is not really the role of this committee to do that. It would maybe the coordinating committee.
I think so.
Should bring that up.
Yes,
but in any case, I'm looking at the calendar and I'm wondering about Mondays. And the next meeting, I think, should not be until after June 2nd.
Right.
Obviously, yeah. Well, okay, no. Well, the first open one is June 13th. I'm sorry.
Well, let's take it and see what happens.
Okay. Okay. Should we post then June 13th, Monday?
Yeah.
Does anybody have any objections about that? And maybe we can put, I don't know how do you feel, but maybe we can decide that the second Monday of the month will be the personal committee regular meeting.
Yeah. We should try that.
Janet?
Oh, well.
Point of order?
Or okay.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Well, I think that never mind. I was going to say since we don't have a quorum, but we have a quorum.
Yes.
But since we don't have, haven't been authorized as to what we should do, that can we actually set meeting dates in the future in addition to just the next meeting? Good question.
Well, it's a different problem here. I'm looking at July, and the second Monday is the WPSW Finance Committee meeting. It's a schedule there. Means that will be a problem for you, Tony, then, right? Tony? Okay, why don't we set the next one, June 13, like the next meeting, and from there, in that meeting, we will decide what to do. But I ask the members, please, to start thinking in possible date to make the regular meeting date of this committee. Okay?
Janet?
Because I think that we will need more than one. We have a really, if the PNB approve our mandate, will be a really, really busy schedule. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Janet.
I move that the next personnel committee meeting be on Monday, June 13th, and after that, the monthly meetings will be the third Monday of every month.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds... Well, I believe that the only thing that we need to be sure that we will have our next one, that is June 13th, and in the meantime, we can hold the rest of the members and see how they feel about the second or the third Monday. And I agree with all of you. I mean, we devote to this foundation. We are all volunteers and we devote a lot of our times. And I think that Friday should be an exception, not a rule.
But, so may I just sort of motivate?
Yes.
A little bit about the third Mondays. I don't want to wait. I mean, I understand, but I don't want other committees or task forces scheduling
something
for the third Monday between now and whenever, you know, the next meeting, and then we won't be able to use that time. So if we basically take it first.
Let me ask you something to see maybe if we can compromise on that. What if we take June 13 and July what is the 4th? 18, right? We're talking about July 18. And in the meantime, we will give options to the rest of the members to have an input on how they feel it. How, I don't know. It's up to you. I mean, tell me what your opinions are.
That works for me, I think.
Okay. And then we will set June 13, like the next meeting, and July 18, and we will go from there. And in the meantime, try to call the members to see if they agree on the third Monday of the month. Okay? Well, I think that unless that anybody else have anything else.
This is Tony. I had went dropped mute a little bit.
Yes. Hello? Tony, well, we will resume. We set June 13 as our next meeting. We're trying.
Is that a Monday?
What? Sorry.
That's a Monday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is a Monday.
Sure.
And we were trying to set the second Monday of the month, but then we see that July, you have WPSW Finance Committee in that second Monday. Then the option is to get the third Monday, that is July 13. 18, I'm sorry. July 18. If that is okay with you too. I think that we lost you again, Tony. Okay. Am I still on the call?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe it's just you and me, Adriana.
Maybe.
I'm here.
No, this is just Tony. That's okay with me.
Thanks, Alana. Okay. I just needed it as I'm typing.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Why don't we... and then the idea was we would leave the future dates a little open to pull the rest of the membership. So
exactly. We'll see how the committee feels about the second or the third Monday. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, good.
Okay. The last thing is, the rest, I think that we touch everything that we have in our agenda. And unless everybody have anything else, I think that it's time to adjourn.
Okay. Sounds good
right.
To me.
Thank you.
Okay, register my presence, please.
I hounded Serene to getting on the call.
Oh.
Anyway.
Right.
Okay. Okay, Serene, did you hear what we said about the next meeting July?
I did.
Okay.
I've been here for a while. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, and we will talk to each other the 13th, June 13th. Good night. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Take care of the streaming. Thank you.